Welcome to Real Talk About Real Estate, a weekly conversation about buying homes in Southwest Michigan.
When this all gets sorted out, I think you and me should get an apartment together.
Take it easy, champ. Why don't you stop talking for a while?
Brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on Niles Road, across from Nye's Apple Barn in St. Joseph. Union Home Mortgage Corp., NMLS, number 2229, an equal housing lender.
I've been in this house before. I know the lady who owns it.
Yeah, I liked her. She gave me a real good deal for the summer.
Questions can be sent to John R. Wallace at unionhomemortgage.com. Now, here's your host, John Wallace.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. I'm John Wallace. Josh Frazee with us tonight, part of the RE/MAX by the Lake team on Upton Drive in St. Joe. Josh has several five-star reviews, including Little Stevie, who says, as a first-time homebuyer, Josh made the process so simple. He was helpful every step of the way and really knows what he's doing. He put my needs first and had great ideas on how to persuade the seller to accept my offer. It doesn't matter if you are buying or selling. Josh will be aggressive but professional and get the job done. Randy Wells wrote, Josh went above and beyond for us looking for a new home. He would send us daily updates on new listings, answered all my questions to the best of his ability. He was always prepared when he would show us a house and give us honest opinions on the good and bad things about a home, and very good at calling you back or getting you some information when you needed it. That, for me, is the most important thing, when someone puts you as a top priority to get the best home possible. Josh, you got, last I looked, 14 currently listed properties for sale in Southwest Michigan, several of those under contract. Welcome.
Yeah, it's been a busy year, and ahead of my goals, so I'm moving my goals up, and excited to help these first-time home buyers and people wanting to sell their home to downgrade or
upgrade, however it works, and it makes your wife very happy too.
Yeah. She, we've been trying to block out a little time so we can have, you know, date time, but
Well, the season is the season for us in the real estate industry. Tell us, you and I had a transaction before when you had remodeled a house in downtown St. Joe and refinanced that to recoup it. I think, were we paying off a land contract?
Yeah, we were paying off a land contract. I, you know, bought it in 2008 when the
market was bottoming.
Yeah, when you could buy a house for cheap and interest rates were higher then. It was 6%, and I reached out to you and said, hey, let's refinance this, because it was like 3%. And I went down to a 15-year and was able to pull some equity out and finish my remodel, and my payment was still cheaper, and I knocked years off, so it worked out great.
Yeah. Well, and that's part of your background, too. Before you decided to go into real estate, you were doing home rehabs, or however you want to, flipping even?
Yeah, I've bought and sold 7 of my own, and I've had rentals, and have a big background in real estate before I became a realtor. And it's nice to go into homes, because right now, with the way the market is, those move-in ready homes are sold
instantly.
So a lot of times we had to look at, you know, the older homes that need, you know, some updating, and I can show them, hey, if you just move this wall here or do this, and this, you'll have that house and you'll probably have a lot of equity.
Well, and then instead of looking for something that's move-in ready that, you know, depending on the range, might be, say, $50,000, $60,000 more, if you're buying something that doesn't have those upgrades and improvements yet, you're getting it for a lot less, and then you can, you know, use your time and your money and your own, depending on how good you are at those kind of things, your own labor, which saves a lot when it comes to remodeling.
Yep, and I can tell them, hey, look, you're buying this, and it's going to cost you around $20,000 to do this, and you're still under the market value.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And that's, do you do a lot of discussions with folks on cost per square footage in terms of, look, you're getting the house. I mean, I was looking with somebody who was getting ready to go out with the realtor on Saturday, and we were looking at price ranges, and I went, okay, you know, this house, and she was looking in Cass County. We were at $58 and $60 a square foot. And now I go over to this house that you're looking at, and you're at $85, $90 a square foot. So generally, and those are just generic, you know, numbers, not specific to anybody's one property or something. If I can find something at a lower cost per square foot than what's selling in the market, there's an easy way to go, okay, there is room for me to make some improvements here and get that money back over the next 5 to 7 years.
Yeah, exactly. And I can explain to them, you know, hey, this house has the Formica countertop where you can reach out and put some granite on you know, and this is going to cost you $2,000, but visually it's going to be the same as that $160,000 brick ranch that we're buying for $130,000.
Right. And there's this company in Baroda, Stevensville called Distinguished Stoneworks.
Yep, exactly.
Or, like ours, for instance, it has, as opposed to the granite countertop, it just has square tiles, you know, and backsplashes, too. There's lots of decorating options there for folks. Do you mind talking a little bit about what you went through last year? Is it just as a personal experience? Because there are a lot of folks out there who are going through things like you did.
Yeah, so December of 2016, I was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer, and I wasn't able to do the construction and remodeling at the time, and I was going through chemo and had multiple surgeries and was kind of just feeling, you know, worthless.
Yeah.
Just kind of penned up, drain lines and chemo and stuff like that.
And that stuff will drain you, let alone your spirit of I'm not working every day when you're
exactly.
working.
Yeah, I've been multiple jobs my whole life and always busy and always felt pride to provide for my family. And suddenly my wife, who is a hard worker, is working and taking care of me and just kind of made me feel down and out. And I've been good friends with Lars Petsky for a long time. And actually, I was doing a lot of projects for him before I was diagnosed with fixing up listings and stuff for buyers. And I reached out to him and he said, yeah, come along. And I kind of job shadowed him. And I said, you know, one day I'm going to sell more than you. And and that's what I'm working to do now.
He likes that challenge.
Yeah. Yeah. Him and I are competitive. So,
but full recovery, full remission.
Yep. I'm in remission. And, you know, I always tell, you know, other real estate agents, hey, man, I did 8 rounds of chemo and sold 20 sides last year in 6 months, you know. What's your excuse?
Get lazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, congratulations on both of those.
So. Yeah, thank you.
We're going to take a quick break to take care of some business. What's your cell phone number, Josh?
269-757-2769. You can call me anytime, late or early.
Josh Frazee, Remax by the Lake, tonight on Real Talk About Real Estate.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
When we were shopping for a home, we really wanted somebody who would be available for us. We both work full-time. We have 3 kids. We needed somebody that would be available when we were available.
Our schedule is crazy, too. It's really hard to find someone that can fit that schedule.
I was really impressed with Union Home Mortgage because we didn't have to worry about somebody not calling us back.
We didn't know anything about it going in, and they were just completely helpful.
And I really appreciated that they didn't try to sell us anything.
Union Home Mortgage in St. Joe is a national mortgage lender that delivers on our promises. Nationally, we average less than 21 days from complete application to closing on your new home. Conventional Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, Veterans VA loans, FHA and Rural Development, as well as construction and rehab mortgages. All Union Home loan officers are federally and state licensed with continuing education required. You won't find that level of training anywhere else in Southwest Michigan. Union Home Mortgage Corp, NMLS 2229, an equal housing lender. Find us online at unionhomemortgage.com. When you're buying a home, think Union Home Mortgage, right here in Southwest Michigan. Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. We're talking with Josh Frazee from Remax by the Lake. There are offices on Upton Drive in St. Joe. Of course, you can find Josh Frazee. And not Joshua. If you Google search Josh, it comes up. His cell phone number, if you'd like to list or you want to see some houses he has listed, is 757-2769. Tell me about 9620 Clark Street in Bridgman.
That is a great house, 3 bedrooms, 2 full bath. The lady is wanting to sell because she wants to move up to Lansing to be around her family and grandkids. And she called me up, and I instantly got excited because I knew her, and I knew the house would just show perfect. You know, single woman, you know, she's going to be clean. So,
yeah.
And it is. And it has a nice little single car garage.
What kind of square footage?
You're looking at 1,700 square feet on a crawl space, close to the elementary school in downtown. So just a
close walking to the library and the restaurants. And there's a lot of growth going on in
Tapestry. Lazy Ballerini's coming in now, and
that'll be fun. And then that great Artistry. What's the name of the restaurant right across?
Lake Street Eats.
Lake Street Eats.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Great restaurant as well. So walking distance to all of that. And what's the price range?
$109,900.
So again, great. First time, oh, I got a client I got to go send that listing to.
Yeah, you do that.
She's pre-qualified, and that's right in the price range of what she's looking at, and she's also a single woman, so it just kind of fits. Single men's houses aren't always as show as well.
Well, you know, and I would be guilty of this, too. If I didn't have a wife, I'd probably have the laundry still laying around and yesterday's sandwich on the counter, so... It's always clean and ready to go, and we try to give a 24-hour notice for people that live in the house.
Sure.
But we've had some instant showings, and she was very cooperative and went right in, out, and showed nice.
So. 9620 Clark Street is the address in Bridgman. It's 1099, very affordable. You know, you're looking at, depending on your down payment size, taxes, insurance, all that stuff of, I'd say, roughly less than $800 a month, ballpark, yeah, depending. And Josh's phone number again is 269-757-2769. Let's jump out to an upper end. Well, no, let's stay in right nearby in Baroda, because there's a new subdivision going up Baroda, and you've got a couple of listings in there.
Yeah, it's a new development. It's where the old Baroda school used to be, the Bulldogs.
Right.
Yep, they tore that down, and they've built some new homes there. Three-bedroom, two-bath, main-floor laundry, open concept. The one for 2049 is on a crawl space, board walls, 4-foot crawl space, so it's not, you're not really crawling.
Yeah.
So.
That address, by the way, is 9041 3rd Street in Baroda. Three bedrooms, two full baths, 1,500 square feet, so a nice size. Single-story ranch, so again, you're not, you know, I've seen a lot of clients lately who are... not quite ready to retire yet, but don't want a two-story, don't want 4,000 square feet anymore. They're looking for a single story where bedrooms and guest room and laundry and everything's all on one floor. This is exactly that kind of, you know, that
yes,
kind of I want to downsize, or even a first-time home buyer who, because of the price range.
Yep, and Baroda is very up and coming with the wineries and its Lakeshore schools.
Yeah.
So
one of the top 25 school districts in the state in the latest rankings that were maybe it was number 26, I don't know, but they were the highest ranked school in this region,
right?
And just excellent. So, and of course, these are brand new built, so it's not like you have to worry about happened when in between 1962 construction or 1849 construction. You know,
everything's new, has comes with appliances, and everything's a 1-year warranty, and that includes the drywall, and that comes from the builder.
Wow. Now, who's the builder, can I ask?
Laporte Building.
Okay. 9041 3rd Street in Baroda. It has full pictures out. That house is finished. It's 2049, conventional FHA VA financing. Hey, I can't talk right now. I'm on the radio. Todd Rundgren is my latest ringtone. My 18-year-old convinced me to.
That's funny. I like that.
To do that. Maybe I'll remember to turn it off. Oh, I'm supposed to be talking to you now, Josh. My phone also tells me. What did we do before there were phones?
I know. I know. Everybody's like, hey, what do you got going on today? I said, I don't know. Let me look at my phone.
And I can tell you.
Yeah.
Everything else is a duplicate. Yeah. And they're, so 9041 3rd Street is up. Pictures are out, available on the website, 2049. But there's several homes that are available and in the process of being finished.
Yep.
Right?
There's going to be 8 of them all together. The one is being constructed now. That's going to have a full basement, 9-foot walls with an egress window.
Wow.
They're not going to finish the basement, but it'd be easy to finish.
That gives you something to do and decide how you want it to be, and makes it more affordable on the purchase side, because that money's now already invested into it.
Exactly.
Josh's phone number again is 757-2769. If you want to take a look at either one of those houses, and you can, if you Google search Josh Frazee, Frazee Realtor. I always stick Realtor in there because or, you know, for instance, 24 John, J-O-N, R. Wallace is in the country that I'm aware of. So make sure I get to the person I'm really
right.
That Josh Frazee that's in Florida, that's not the guy.
Yeah, the Josh Frazee in jail, that's not him.
Cousin?
No. I'm not related to any Frazees in jail.
Well, that's a good thing. Yeah. Anyways, Josh's phone number again is 757-2769. We've got to take a quick break. We've got some more great properties to talk about tonight. Josh Frazee, Remax by the Lake. Their office is on Upton Drive in St. Joe, and of course, easy to find online as well.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
When we were shopping for a home, we really wanted somebody who would be available for us. We both work full-time. We have 3 kids. We needed somebody that would be available when we were available.
Our schedule is crazy, too. It's really hard to find someone that can fit that schedule.
I was really impressed with Union Home Mortgage because we didn't have to worry about somebody not calling us back.
We didn't know anything about it going in, and they were just completely helpful.
And I really appreciated that they didn't try to sell us anything.
Union Home Mortgage in St. Joe is a national mortgage lender that delivers on our promises. Nationally, we average less than 21 days from complete application to closing on your new home. Conventional Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, Veterans VA loans, FHA and rural development, as well as construction and rehab mortgages. All Union Home loan officers are federally and state licensed with continuing education required. You won't find that level of training anywhere else in Southwest Michigan. Union Home Mortgage Corp, NMLS 2229, an equal housing lender. Find us online at unionhomemortgage.com. When you're buying a home, think Union Home Mortgage, right here in Southwest Michigan. Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. I'm John Wallace. We're talking with Josh Frazee from Remax by the Lake. Josh's phone number again, and he's almost always available by the phone, evenings and weekends, 757-2769. Generally, I would say in between 1 a.m. and 3 a.m., that's a no-call time zone.
Call me anytime.
your wife is elbowing you. Honey, your phone's going off.
Exactly.
You have a phenomenal listing in Berrien Springs. The address is 4267 Lake Chapin Bluff. Listing price is $319,900. We've got $3,500. So you're getting this for less than $100 a square foot.
Yes.
3,500 square feet, 5 bedrooms, 2 full baths, and 2 half baths. And the pictures are just amazing. I'm going to give the address again, 4267 Lake Chapin Bluff in Berrien Springs. So tell us about this house.
This house is a one-owner home. They built it in 1991 and have taken a lot of pride in ownership in this home. The bathroom, the master suite is, yeah, it just, you open up the doors and it makes your knees shake. It's marble and it's wow. Walk-in shower. They just recently did that, I want to say a year and a half ago. The roof is a year old. Great private property, sits on 1 acre, has a big 2.5 detached garage, and it has a 2-car attached garage.
Wow.
So for the guys out there that want their own little home, you know, they can have the garage in the back. So my wife always tells me, and I send her listings that I want to buy. And
yeah, I tend to say, don't show my wife this house, okay?
Right.
Because I don't want to move right now.
Right.
But no, that the master bath there is kind of bigger than my entire living room, which is okay. We've downsized because the kids are mostly gone. But
yeah.
Tell me about this neighborhood, too, like Chapin Bluff.
It's very, very private. So if you take Snyder Road, that turns into Lake Chapin.
Mm-hmm.
And then below Lake Chapin Road is Lake Chapin Bluff. It's like a cul-de-sac. And there's one house behind it, but we have a lot of, you don't even notice it because it's all wooded. And you don't have really any neighbors because it's all wooded and private.
So quiet, not quiet. A lot of traffic running by. A great place for the kids to be hanging out and playing. And
yeah.
Some of the other features of the house, new roof in 2016, just a year old. New front railing and front door in 2016. It's really kind of amazing and nice to see when you talk about a house that's only been owned by one family since it was built.
Yep.
One, you'll be able to ask the seller everything you want to know about the house, but also the condition and the quality and the wear and tear on the house is going to be a lot less because of that.
Yeah, they built it and raised their family in it, and they're all out of college and out of the house, and I've sold their family all houses, and now I'm selling their house, and they're going to build themselves the nice brick ranch that everybody wants to buy now. So.
Yeah, it's got a full basement, and when we say 3,500 square feet, of course, we're not counting basements because basements don't count. But yeah. is that finished full basement?
Yeah, it has a partial finished basement. I'd say three quarters of it is finished, and the other part is for
utilities.
Yeah, utilities and storage.
That makes great sense. Back garage measures 24 by 30, so if you're a car collector,
exactly. Yep,
you got some room.
That's a nice garage.
Address again is 4267 Lake Chapin Bluff in Berrien Springs. $319,900 is the listing price, cash, and that always works well.
Yeah, cash works great.
A lot less paperwork. Then a conventional FHA. You could try and put this on a rural development loan, but it's going to require a hefty down payment because rural development, I believe the limit is $200,000 on a loan size in our area. And VA loan, of course, all day long. Give Josh a call, 269-757-2769 is the phone number, 757-2769. And again, Josh, part of the REMAX by the Lake team on Upton Drive in St. Joe. I had another one here listing because it appears to me that half of your listings right now have active offers on them.
Yeah, I like to tell people I can sell them as fast as you let me list them. So, and that's the market's that way. And, move-in ready home, start selling.
the next one we've got here, Galeen, let me get this address right. 19422 Cleveland Avenue in Galeen for $159,900, just short of 1,200 square footage. One of the classics. It's what I live in, a 1955 ranch.
Yeah, it's a great home, real private, 6.5 acres. My client would plant 3.5 acres of hay or corn, whatever he felt like doing that year. And then beyond that is woods where he had a nice hunting lodge that you wouldn't go, you know, fight the weather at all. He has, it's almost another house.
You've got three bedrooms, one bath, hardwood floors, nice country again, quiet feel.
Yeah.
When you're that far down Cleveland, it's not like you're going, oh, wait a second, I'm thinking about Cleveland and Hilltop and all the traffic that runs right there,
yeah.
Or Cleveland by the high school and Lakeshore.
No.
Not the same animal at all. And from that location, that's great easy access to, for instance, Grand Mere, you know, or now Grand Mere, Warren Dunes?
Yeah. You're close to 12, so you can get to... You know, Niles and wherever else. Yeah,
four.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, it's a great location for being real private, and you get the most bang for your buck because where can you get 6.5 acres for under 200 even?
No, because particularly you're depending on the acreage, you're looking at thousands of dollars per acre, and that definitely qualifies again for a rural development. Yep. That most of the county does outside of Stevensville, St. Joe, and Benton Harbor proper, and there are some addresses in Stevensville that qualify for rural development. But you know, if the income is again, because there's income limits for rural development,
yeah,
you know that's no money down, lower private mortgage insurance rates than conventional or FHA. And, you know, just a nice, easy property to finance. 6.5 acres, too.
Yeah, ooh-hoo. It's beautiful. Private.
Address, once again, is 19422 Cleveland Avenue in Galeen. Listing price, $159,900. And if you'd like to see it, call Josh, 269-757-2769 is Josh's phone number. We're talking with Josh Frazee from REMAX by the Lake. We'll be right back on Real Talk About Real Estate.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
When we were shopping for a home, we really wanted somebody who would be available for us. We both work full-time. We have 3 kids. We needed somebody that would be available when we were available.
Our schedule is crazy, too. It's really hard to find someone that can fit that schedule.
I was really impressed with Union Home Mortgage because we didn't have to worry about somebody not calling us back.
We didn't know anything about it going in, and they were just completely helpful.
And I really appreciated that they didn't try to sell us anything.
Union Home Mortgage in St. Joe is a national mortgage lender that delivers on our promises. National Nationally, we average less than 21 days from complete application to closing on your new home. Conventional Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, Veterans VA loans, FHA and Rural Development, as well as construction and rehab mortgages. All Union Home loan officers are federally and state licensed with continuing education required. You won't find that level of training anywhere else in Southwest Michigan. Union Home Mortgage Corp, NMLS 2229, an equal housing lender. Find us online at unionhomemortgage.com. When you're buying a home, think Union Home Mortgage, right here in Southwest Michigan.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage, on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. Again, we're talking with Josh Frazee, REMAX by the Lake, and it's 757-2769. Of course, area code 269 for Josh's phone number. And you can Google search Josh, and his listings and your background and stuff comes up. It's Frazee is F-R-A-Z-E-E, and then, you know, do a comma and a realtor there, and he'll pull them right up. Or you go to the REMAX by the Lake website and find you and your listings as well. We have talked about, and we've been talking about it for weeks, because it's a seller's market. Houses that are in good shape. We got into a bidding war for one client on Saturday, and they won. But, you know, those things are going on. Tell me, in houses, because one of the things I'm suggesting to home buyers is that they quit looking for that perfect move-in house, if depending on the price range that they're in. And instead, start going, okay, where is the opportunity for me in the next 5 to 7 years to buy a house at the right price now that doesn't have everything I want, or and maybe even doesn't have any of the upgrades yet, but I can start working on those over time, or because I'm buying less house, I can put less money down, I have a smaller house payment, I can save some of what I was going to use for a down payment and immediately turn around and put it into the house.
Yeah, exactly. That's in this market, you have to think outside the box for your clients, because everybody wants that brick ranch, move-in ready.
Yeah.
You know, granite countertop.
Three-car garage.
Three-bedroom, two-bath.
20 acres
two bath.
Of privacy, but walking distance to the library and restaurants.
Yeah, yep, yep. And those houses come on the market, and it's literally Grand Central trying to get a showing, and you're putting your offer in, and you could put a full-price asking offer, and there's seven other people that put over asking price on.
Right. And one of the other things I'm seeing lately on some offers that are winning is that difference between FHA, RD, and conventional.
Yep, or cash.
You know, and if you, yeah, well, cash is going to win out almost every time.
Yeah.
But in a lot of cases, if you've, there's a conventional offer coming in, and even if it's only 5% down, and sometimes conventional can do 3% down. Again, there's income limitations on that. But if the seller's looking at, well, I got an RD with those inspections or an FHA with those inspections, and then I got a conventional offer over here, there's less hoops to jump through, and the conventional offers tend to win out a little more.
Exactly. Because I know as a selling agent, I'll present multiple offers on properties to my seller and go over the contract with them and let them know what each one means. And what it comes down to is, which one are we going to have the least amount of trouble to close on?
Right.
Because everybody wants to get to that clear to close mark.
Right. And well, at the same time, for instance, Rural Development does not allow you to bid over it. So you can let's say the house is listed at 110. And you end up getting it for 120. Well, on a Rural Development loan, you have to come up with that extra $10,000. They do not allow you to bid over what the listing price was, or to finance over what the listing price was. Now, FHA and conventional, as long as the house appraises, and of course, you wouldn't let your seller accept an offer that wouldn't appraise.
Yep.
Because that just causes them. Then they're not concerned about that.
Yeah, exactly. They, you know, bottom line, everybody wants the most money they can possibly get, but sometimes it is a situation where, hey, I know these inspections are going to come up because I've done a lot of RD
right.
and FHA, so you're not really getting that money you think you're getting because you're going to have time and energy of, obviously,
those added inspections and things that they might show. But your work as a contractor for so many years and flipping houses and more than seven properties you've bought and sold over the years yourself, not as a realtor, but as Josh Frazee.
Yep.
Just gives you a really good handle when they're working with a buyer or a seller of, okay, here's the things we got to watch out for.
Yeah. So a lot of, you know, my buyers are fun because they come in eyes wide open, excited, and just see the great marble countertops or granite and just super excited. And I get to be the guy like, hey, this sewer looks like you're going to have an issue.
Yeah.
You know, I just looked at one. It was like a 2-inch drain line.
Oh, my.
And, you know, I'm like, hey, this might be an issue. Why? You know, it's a pipe. That's what. Well, you got to remember toilet paper and stuff has to go through there. You know?
And some other stuff, too.
Right.
You know, and kids dump things down.
Right. And just, you know, I can tell a lot of times if somebody I call lipstick, just put lipstick on it and made it look pretty. And
yeah. You put lipstick on a pig, but it's still a pig.
Exactly. So,
or, you know, that lipstick is hiding something like, I don't know, termite damage.
Right.
You know, I put a new electrical cover on it, but I really don't have grounded wires sitting behind it.
Exactly. That roof looks new, but really there's 3 layers of shingles on there.
Yeah, which just means that you're going to, and people don't understand that occasionally we'll see those kind of things. That just means that you're going to burn up the shingles that are on the top that much quicker.
Yeah, because they rub together. If you do 2 layers of shingles, your lifespan is half the time. So if it's a 30-year shingle, it's 15 years. And a lot of times I feel it's sooner than that. And then another thing people don't think about is that added weight. I don't know if you've ever carried a bundle of shingles, but they're heavy.
Yeah.
You know, no, you don't want to mess with a roofer, you know, they're pretty strong guys.
Yeah.
So
they know what they're doing. And yeah, the more weight than I'm going to lift these days in my old knees and back.
Right. So all that weight is sitting on the top of your house. So if you think about it, it's like a fat person, you know, you're giving a piggyback ride to. Your body's only going to handle that so long, and your house is the same way.
Is there one or a couple of specific inspectors that you recommend folks use? And because you're not, yes, you have the construction knowledge and the rehab knowledge, but you're not going to put that license out when you're doing the real estate side. You're just going to point some things out.
I point stuff out and inspector. I obviously say, hey, we're going to have a home inspection on this. And, you know, I'm just pointing some stuff out because obviously when you go through the process and put your offer in and your earnest money and then you're paying for a home inspection, that's money. Once you pay the home inspector and they come out and get it, you're not getting that money back from the home inspector because you decided that, man, this house was junk. So
yeah.
I feel if I point out things and they understand,
they may not make an offer they don't really want to follow through on.
Right. You know, that saves them, you know, the $375 or $400.
Yeah. Depending on who it is. And at the same time, you got to have those realistic expectations. If every inspection came back and found nothing, you'd go, okay, there's something wrong here.
Right.
I expect the inspector to find some things, but I expect them to be things where he says, you want to watch out for this in a couple of years.
Yeah.
The furnace is 10 years old. So in the next 5 to 10 years, you might want to put something high efficiency furnace in.
Yep.
Or these days we see quite often, you know, the grating on the downspouts if there are downspouts, the grating is not away from the house. So some of our more Michigan cinder block kind of basements, they have a little moisture in them. That's not the same thing as a serious water problem, but that could be, again, easily fixed without having to, I got to go get bee dry in here for $20,000 or whatever bee dry costs.
Yeah. And that's, I always tell them the world's best builder can build the very best house they've ever built in their life. And this home inspector is going to find what seems like a laundry list of things wrong with the house because that's their job.
Right.
But
that doesn't mean that it's your.
It doesn't mean it's a bad house.
It doesn't mean it's a bad house. And it doesn't mean that the price isn't right.
Exactly. You know? We look at the big ticket stuff, furnace, roof, you know, heating.
Right.
Cooling, electric.
Crawl spaces, yep.
Yeah. If you have to have a kayak in the crawl space to check things out, we might want to walk away from that.
And at the same time, it's the appraiser that's going to tell you that, yes, it does appraise for value and it is priced right.
Yep.
And I very rarely run into problems where houses don't appraise. And it has nothing to do with, the appraisers know the realtors, for instance, or the appraisers know John, because I don't know who the appraiser is until it comes back.
Right,
you know,
right.
And the appraisal's finished. It has to do with a good listing agent does their good market analysis and says, here's the range that we can get for that. Now, if we wanted to move quick, we might list it here, understanding that there's going to be multiple bids coming in over it.
Yep.
But we're still within the range of what it will appraise for. And
yeah. And knowing, understanding the market is the key to, you know, like you mentioned, you have a lot of active backup listings.
Yeah.
I understand the market I'm listing in, and I knew down the road there was a house that was listed at this price that was similar to what I'm about to list, and there was multiple offers. And there was 4 offers on it. So I knew there's 3 people with their heads down looking for that house.
Yeah.
So the confidence saying, hey, there's going to be 3 more people coming in this house the day it's listed, and most likely 3 offers.
Yeah.
Because those people are looking for homes.
Yeah. And again, it ties into your background, too. I mean, you didn't, the seven houses that you bought and fixed up and then resold on your own again before you were a realtor, this isn't, oh, I bought high and sold low. You know?
right.
I was looking to lose money. No, those were again, successful projects where you not only bought the house, but you were doing almost all of the work.
Yep.
And whether you're moving walls or replumbing. And so it just gives you a better insight when you're walking through a home with somebody who's looking to buy of,
yeah,
here's what we want to watch out for. Here's where a place where you can make this work and grow. And when the let's say it's the wife turns to the husband and says, oh, I don't like these colors. Or you can go, well, wait a second.
Right.
What if you did this? Because I think that's an important thing. It's not just, and it ties into the cleanliness of and the how neat the house is coming through when you're looking at something that's on the market listed. But can I get a vision in my head of what my family looks like in that house?
Exactly. And it's funny, I used my house for construction purposes. I would bring clients that wanted me to do something to a bathroom, and I would bring them into my bathroom and say, hey, is this kind of what you're looking for? Because I can do this to your bathroom. And they, yay. You know,
that's exactly what we're thinking.
Right. You know what I'm thinking, Josh. You know, and that's, I've done that with buyers now. This is what my house looked like before, and this is what it looks like now. You know, by taking out some walls, or, you know, there was this house that had a huge linen closet. And this closet was
linen
huge.
Closet.
Yeah, linen closet.
We all got 10 pairs of spare bedroom sheets.
Right. And towels and everything else. I said, man, that's right next to this bedroom, which is next between the bedroom and bathroom. You could easily turn this linen closet into a decent bathroom for your bedroom.
Master bath.
Yeah. You have your, you know, it's not going to be a huge master bath, but you're going to have a nice walk-in shower, a sink, and a toilet. And you know what, Josh, you're right.
Her eyes got big, didn't they?
Exactly. Because they want the, you know, master bathroom.
Yeah.
Not every
and he night. Was going, whatever you want, honey.
Exactly.
You want.
Exactly.
Where do I sign? Whatever she says, that's what we're doing.
Yep.
Josh Frazee again, Remax by the Lake. His phone number is 269-757-2769. Whether you're looking to list, whether you want to see one of Josh's listings or another listing.
Yeah.
And Josh would be willing to show you somebody else's.
Yeah, exactly.
Well.
Yeah.
Google him, Josh Frazee, F-R-A-Z-E-E, and then type in realtor, of course, after that, and he'll come right up, and the Remax by the Lake website as well. And again, Josh's phone number is 757-2769. 757-2769. Call now. Really.
Anytime.
He'll answer.
Yep.
Josh, thanks for coming into Real Talk About Real Estate. It's going to be a great season, and I know you've got seven or eight closings going on here in the month of May. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's been fun. Closed on 23 of them
so
last
far this
week.
Year?
Yeah, and yeah, seven or eight more coming up, and just accepted another offer.
You're buying the beer next time.
Yeah, come on out.
You've been listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, a weekly conversation about buying, building, listing, and financing real estate in Southwest Michigan. Questions and comments can be sent to John R. Wallace at UnionHomeMortgage.com. Brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on Niles Road across from Nye's Apple Barn in St. Joseph. Union Home Mortgage Corp. NMLS number 2229. Real Talk About Real Estate. We'll be back next Thursday on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.